Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brian here from Full Body Legs, but most importantly, Upgrade Mentality. Guys, today I want to talk about a super important subject, something that's very close to me. Okay, we're talking about the lower back and the lumbar region. And today's title of today's podcast is How to Protect Your Lower Back and Keep It Strong Forever, a Complete Analysis. What's up, Mac Full Body fam and my Upgrade Mentality fam. Hopefully you guys are enjoying your beautiful, beautiful days no matter where you are in the world. Today's Upgrade Mentality podcast episode 45, we're talking about something that I'm super, super close to, which is the lower back, okay? So for people that have trained or have never trained before, okay, either somewhere in your lifetime, you're going to experience some type of lower back pain, okay? So it could be a strain, it could be some disc injuries, it could be many, many different things, right? One thing why this subject is so important for me is because at my young age, okay, I've already dealt with a lumbar strain, okay, an entorse lombaire, okay? So what is an entorse lombaire? This is amongst so many injuries, but entorse lombaire is very simply, it's a sprain injury when it comes to the lumbar region. So it's when your lower back muscle overextends and that creates a strain, right, on the joint muscle. So today we're talking about, in today's podcast, about the lower back, how to keep it healthy, what exercise to do to keep it healthy, and what are the real reasons why you're getting injured. So if you've been dealing with lower back issues, okay, either this year or throughout your lifetime, today's podcast is made for you. Before continuing on today's podcast or listening to us, please don't forget to like and subscribe, okay, to our channel. It's so important, okay, that you also leave us a review, okay, if you enjoy this podcast, if you listen to it whenever an episode comes out, please, 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 it would do us so much, so much good if you just write us a little review. That being said, let's do it. So during our winter programs and throughout the years, lower back pain has shown up as a common injury that appears for most athletes throughout their lifetimes. More often than not, it is not a weakness problem. It's often a load management and movement quality problem. So people always think that lower back injuries, it's because your lower back is weak or your core is weak. It's more often than not because of pad load management, meaning that you went too heavy or the quality of movement is not there. Okay, so whenever these two things occur, the chance of you getting hurt in your lower back are very, very likely. So to truly protect the lumbar spine, we must understand how to build it, how to design it to move, and how it is designed not to move. So let's go through it. So what composes the lower back, okay? So in the lower back, you have five different parts to the lower back, okay? So the lower back is composed of, or the lumbar spine is composed of five different parts, okay? So number one is the five vertebrae, so L1 to L5. These are large and thick to handle compression parts of the bones, right on the bottom, let me just see here on the picture, on the bottom of your lower back, okay? Number two is the intervertebral discs, okay? So when we talk about disc injuries, this is exactly what this consists of. So it's the shock absorbers, and it's basically to absorb shocks, okay? Number three is the facet joint, so guide motion and limits excessive rotations. Number four is the ligaments that provide stabilizing. And number five are the different muscles, active stabilizer, erectors, multi-disc, and deep core, okay? So when we talk about deep core, guys, it's very important to understand that the lower back is a part of the deep core. And if your core is weak, it will certainly hurt your lower back, okay? So the lumbar spine tolerates compression very well, but does not tolerate repetitive flexion, rotation, or shear load under tension. This is where most injuries occur, okay? So lumbar region can be very good for doing squats, okay? But sometimes doing too many squats or too many intense rotations or having too much weight under the bar, it can really hurt your lower back. And that's what we're going to see in today's podcast. So how does the lumbar bar, how is the lumbar supposed to move? Okay, so number one, the lumbar is supposed to stabilize your body during lifting, carrying, pushing, and pulling. That's number one. Number two, the lumbar is there also to control the motion. Okay, so whenever we're doing strong, small ranges of motion, it's supposed to be there to control the motion. Okay, number three, force transmission, okay, from legs, torso, and arms. For example, when you're doing a deadlift, right, you're going for force transmission. You're going from down to up. You're going from legs to torso, then to arms and shoulders, okay? Also, the movement, whenever you're working your lower back, should always be three things. It should come from three things. Number one, your hips. So whenever you're hinging and squatting, that's when you're going to use your lumbar. Number two, your thoracic spine. Okay, so whenever you're doing any type of rotational movements like a side wall ball shot or so forth, that's where you're going to use it. Also in your shoulders. Okay, so a lot of the lumbar supports also the shoulder, any type of shoulder movement, because you need that core to stay strong, or that lumbar to stay strong, okay? So when hips and upper back are stiff, the lower back is forced to compensate. So when you have very, very stiff hips and very, very stiff upper back, that's when you're gonna see a lot of injuries happen, because you can't squat properly, or you can squat with not enough load, and that can hurt you. Well, too much load, and that can hurt you, okay? So what are the real causes of chronic lower back pain? So number one is our posture, okay? So whenever we're sitting down, okay? So whenever we're sitting down, we're having poor pelvic control. So that's how you control the base of your body, okay? So when you're sitting down, are you keeping your back straight against the chair? Are you hinging backwards or forward, okay? You guys have to pay attention to that. And that, with time, that over pushing of the lack of pelvic control can really hurt your lower back. Number two, okay, when you look at yourself at a side picture, are you doing a pelvic tilt? Are you a pelvic anterior tilt or a pelvic posterior tilt? Okay, you guys have to pay attention. In our blog post, which I'm going to put in today's podcast, you'll be able to differentiate. And if you appear in the first two images, that is a sign that you're going to be affected by your lower back coming in the months to come or in the years to come, okay? So number two, weak anti-movement, okay? So when your core is trained only with crunches and you're not doing enough rotational movements, so now no anti-extension, no anti-rotation, or no anti-lateral flexion work. Well, with time, your core is going to become weaker, and those muscles are going to become weaker, and that's going to help. It's going to not help you prevent a lower back injury. Number three, hip mobility restrictions, okay? So if you have very limited hip extension, okay, or lumbar overextension, okay, whenever you have limited hip rotation or lumbar twisting, that can severely affect your lower back, because your hips, we know, when they're compromised, that will affect your lower back. Number four, repetitive flexion under load. So if you're squatting heavy or squatting deadlifts heavy every day, multiple days throughout the week, okay, well, that's gonna, what's gonna happen to your body's gonna be fatigued. And once your body starts becoming fatigued, the technique starts getting less and less. And what happens then when we're sitting down all day, we get up and we go to the gym and we do super heavy lifting, well, that's when injuries happen, because what happens is your lower back needs a break, you're overcompensating with your upper back, which will hurt the lower back, okay? So four things to remember here. Number one, for what causes lower back pain. Number one, poor pelvic control. Number two, weak anti-movement core. Number three, hip mobility restrictions. And number four, repetitive flexion under load. So those are the four main reasons why we have lower back pain. Now, why? Because a lot of people tell me, well, Brian, you know, I stretch my back and I still have lower back pain. Why is it not working? Because sometimes stretching lower back often makes things even worse, okay? A tight lower back is often a protective tension, not true stiffness. When the core and hips lack stability, the nervous system increases tone in the lumbar muscles. Stretching removes that protection, and pain often returns or worsens. So what to do instead of stretching is a couple of things. Number one, mobilize hips and thoracic spine, okay? So work that. Number two, strengthen core and glutes, because those are the base of your body. Okay, and number three, teach the spine how to control under load. Okay, in other words, number one, hip flexor mobility. You gotta do some hip flexor mobility. Okay, so that could be any type of glute squeeze, maybe a Copenhagen planks. Those could be two good options. Okay, number two, you could do an exercise like 90-90 hip rotations that are super, super good in order to open up the hips. Okay, that's when you're sitting down, you're crossing your legs from one side to another, and you continuously push from one side to another. Number three, thoracic tension. Okay, so when you're using foam roller, okay, and it helps you to, you know, avoid overcompression, well, that could be really, really good. Okay, so you can do that, where you can roll not your lower back, but your middle back and your glutes on top of the foam roller, and that will decompress the spine. Number four, you can do a cat cow. Okay, so cat cow is when you're sitting on the floor with your four knees, right, like a cat, and you're overextending and underextending your lower back. Okay, so that could be really four good movements that you can do, okay, for your lower back. If you guys want to know, want to see visual, if you guys are visual people like me, on the blog post that I will connect here to the comment section in the description section, you're gonna have access to these photos. Okay, I suggest you to look at them. So what are the five exercises besides those active stretching movements I just talked about? What are the five strength exercises that you can do to protect your lumbar spine? Number one, one of my favorite exercises, okay, created by and popularized by a doctor by the name of Dr. Stuart McGill. No, he didn't go to McGill for all my McGill students, okay? So number one is dead bug, okay? So dead bug is an excellent exercise, anti-extension. The reason why it's so good, because it teaches your rib to pelvis control. That's number one. Number two, it prevents your lumbar arcing. Okay, so if when your lumbar arcs, like I told you about the pelvic tilt, that can really hurt you. And number three, all you got to do is 6 to 10 reps, maybe for 2 or 3 sets, and that's all you need to get all the benefits. Number two, bird dog. Okay, so those are anti-rotations. That's when you get on your four knees and you're lifting your opposite arm to your opposite leg. Again, you can see these photos in the blog post. Okay, so that's when you train your spinal ability with limb movement, knee and hips, and ribs square. Okay, you can do 6 to 8 reps per side. Okay, number three, side plank. So another great exercise to strengthen your lower back. Okay, that's when you put yourself on your elbow. Okay, so this exercise in anti-lateral flexion, so such a great exercise. Okay, protects your discs and facet joints. Okay, I suggest doing between 30 to 60 seconds each side for 2 or 3 rounds. Number four, hip hinge patterning. Okay, so whenever you do a hip hinge, like a kettlebell swing, lightweight, obviously, if you're new, or any type of like trap bar deadlift, that could be really good for lower back too, right? So that teaches load through hips, not spine, and uses a dowel or a wall hinge drill. So if you want to make it easier, you can use a dowel or a wall hinge drill. If you want to know more about that, you can just write to me on Instagram, or you can send me an email at fullbodylegs@gmail.com, and I can show you all about working with a dowel or a wall hinge. Okay, so like I mentioned before, if you guys are interested in knowing about these exercises, you can go on the blog post and you can look at the pictures. So what are the different cues that you need to remember in order to lift without hurting your lower back? Okay, so number one, very important, have a neutral spine. So that's when the spine is not flat, not arced, okay, from your head down to your lower back, it's one straight line, or a slight little 45 degree line, but it's one straight line. Okay, so what I mean by that is keeping your chest up while you're squatting, okay, and making sure your back is somewhat straight, okay? Number two, brace before movement, okay? So this is when you keep your abs tight, okay? So imagine that you're about to squat, right? You're about to squat and somebody's about to punch you in the stomach, okay? So how would you compress your abs? How would you contract your abs? That is super important. That's what we call for bracing, okay? So bracing is super important in order to protect your spine and to protect your lower back. Number three, exhale gently through effort, okay? So when you're doing the movements, it's important to not, because your breath is connected to your core, right? So if you're breathing heavily while you're doing an exercise and you're not keeping your core tight throughout a heavy movement, you can hurt your lower back. So pay attention to that. Number four, load close to the body. So whenever you're doing deadlifts, barbell deadlift, barbell sumo deadlift, or dumbbell Romanian deadlift, it's important that you keep the load as close as you can to the center of your body, so the closer to the legs, okay? And number five, move through your hips first. So what I teach here to my students when they're doing a deadlift, to make sure that they're raising with the hips first before moving the weight up with their backs, that will protect you, okay? Now, what are the red flags, okay? So number one, like I mentioned before, loss of bracing under fatigue. So if you're really fatigued and you can't brace yourself, you can't keep your abs tight, well, that can be very dangerous, especially when you have a bad lower back. Number two, rounding under load. When the weight becomes heavy, you start rounding your back. That's another red flag where you might get injured. Number three, pain that increases during or after training. If you're training, and I'm talking to all my students about this, or if I'm talking to my trainers about this, is when you see, you know, when you see yourself holding your lower back and, you know, grimacing, that's technically a sign that you're in pain. And if you're in pain, you guys should stop training right away and not keep it from going on, because it could really potentially really hurt yourself. So pay attention to that. If you feel pain throughout a workout, that is generally not a good sign. A bit of soreness is okay, but pain is a different thing. And number four, needing a belt for light load. So if you need a belt, you need to put a belt because the loads are too heavy and it's a light load. I'm talking about like maybe anything less than like 95 pounds for certain people, okay? Well, that's a sign that generally you're weak, your core is very, very weak, and potentially you can get hurt. All right? Now let's continue on. Now, what happens if you have a lower back issues, if your lower back is hurting you, okay, and you see yourself, you know, being affected by it? So number one, Don't stay seated for more than 30 to 60 minutes. That is the first thing that you need to do. Okay, a lot of people, they do the mistake. Their lower back is hurting them and they stay seated down all the day, all days. Like one of my clients right now, he's going through a lower back issue. And yeah, I told him the other day that he needs to get up every 30 to 60 minutes because if he stays seated, the disc will compress. And with this compression, it hurts the lower back. Number two, walk daily, okay? So go for brisk walks. If your lower back is affecting you, okay, go for brisk walks. It could be 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever it is, okay? The longer you walk, the better it is because it will loosen up the lower back and it will help blood flow. Number three, avoid sitting in end range motions, okay? So if, for example, you're doing a squat and you're keeping the bottom position for too long and you're having a bad posture, that could be an example where it can hurt you, okay? Number four, warm up before lifting, always, okay? So in my gym, what we do here is we do a little stretch, an active stretching, okay, where we're working the lower back and we're doing a couple of movements here and there. That is a great example where that could be something that you could do. Some type of active stretching can be really, really good for the lower back. Number five, sleep with neutral spine alignment, okay? A lot of people, when they sleep all crooked. They sleep, you know, one leg up, one leg down. Try to sleep, okay, with your back being somewhat straight, okay? It could be on the side, it could be forward. If you're sleeping on the side, if you're a side sleeper, make sure you have a pillow in between your legs. That's a great way to keep your spine straight. If you're sleeping on your stomach, maybe not the best ideal way to do it, okay? So try to make sure that your spine is neutral while you sleep. And last, manage stress, okay? So when you're very, very stressed, that's something people don't understand, is when you're very stressed, your muscle tone becomes very, very tight. When you become very, very tight, generally that's when injuries can happen, okay? So be careful for that. Now, what are my final thoughts of all of this? Number one, okay, guys, the worst thing that you can do when you have lower back injuries or you're affected by lower backs is avoiding training. That is the worst thing that you can do. The most important thing that you can do is continue with the blood flow, continue to move, you know, walk if you can, train, do anything, but don't stay stiff, don't stay put. Number two, stretching endlessly. A little bit of active stretching, a little bit of, you know, static stretching is good, but if you're doing over 30 minutes of stretching every day, maybe not the best thing. And number three, chasing max loads year round, okay? I always tell my students, okay, once, twice a year, it's good to test out your strength, but if you're going every second month, you're testing out a new PR on your certain lifts, personal records, maybe not the best thing because that will put a lot of stress on your lower back and a lot of compression, okay? So in order to build a strong lower back, okay, number one, it's built by smart movement, strong hips and core, respecting fatigue because it is a factor, and number four, playing the long game. A resilient spine is trained, not abused. That being said, guys, here goes your podcast of the day. Hopefully you guys enjoyed and you guys got a lot from this podcast. If you guys have any questions regarding anything we spoke about today, you can send me a DM at fullbodyathletics @fullbody_athletics on Instagram or Facebook, or you can send me an email at fullbodyathletics@gmail.com. Please, if you liked today's podcast, comment, leave a review, talk about it to your friends, okay? It would be really, really appreciated for all of us. And like I said, guys, I don't do any scripts for this. As I sit down and just talk about something. This month was this month's article, but I sometimes people say, well, you know, maybe I could bug here and there, but know that it's not scripted, that everything is made fresh. That being said, that's episode 45. Thank you so much, and I'll see you soon. Ciao. 1, 2.